Over the last 10 days, the people of this small border town in Democratic Republic of Congo have seen thousands of Ugandan troops crossing. Uganda's army says it's in Congo to hunt down an armed group called the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, which is blamed for killing thousands of civilians in this area over the last 7 years. The Ugandan army's been accused of meddling and looting minerals in Congo several times since it first invaded 25 years ago.
To be honest, we did not celebrate the arrival of Ugandan troops crossing our border, but we hope they can help deal with the insecurity that we've been facing for a long time.
The ADF's fighters are hiding out in forests, but the Ugandan tanks and armoured vehicles have struggled to advance on the muddy dirt roads, so they brought in graders to repair them. Ugandan Major General Kayanja Muhanga is commanding the operation.
We have come with only our weapons to fight the ADF. We don't have machines to look for gold. We don't have machines to look for diamonds. We don't have machines to cut timber. The only thing we have is our guns to fight the ADF.
Uganda's government blames the ADF for 3 suicide bomb explosions in the capital, Kampala, last month. The ADF is originally from Uganda, but its fighters have been hiding in the forests of Congo for more than 20 years. The Ugandan operation is the latest in a series of failed attempts to defeat the armed group. Since some of the roads are impassable, the Ugandan commanders had to walk to meet their Congolese counterparts. They say it's a joint military operation.
Congolese people need to understand that we're facing a situation of terrorism, in which we must unite our forces with others. The ADF is part of an international terrorist movement. Some of their attacks are claimed by ISIS, and the presence of fighters from different countries like Uganda, Somalia, and Tanzania confirms this.
Investigators say the ADF has been in contact with ISIL and other regional armed groups. The extent of any collaboration isn't clear. The ADF's political and business interests in Congo and Uganda have been more apparent, including cocoa and timber exports. Congolese soldiers are repairing the roads too. It's just the start of what Uganda's and Congo's armies say will be the end of the ADF. Everyone who's tried before has failed. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.